The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, and he came to Jesus at night, and he said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do signs that you do unless God is with him." And Jesus answered and said to him, "I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." But Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown can be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born all over again." But Jesus answered, "I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born again from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know from whence it comes or where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. In chapter 3 in John's Gospel, we meet this fellow, Nicodemus. And Nicodemus will appear only in the Gospel of John. And he will appear three times. In chapter 7, he appears, he's a member of the Sanhedrin, a powerful man. And he appears to defend Jesus when they are making a judgment about him. He will appear again. Chapter 19 in John's Gospel, in the burial of Jesus, he will assist in the burial of Jesus after the crucifixion and death of the Lord. Now John tells us he comes to Jesus by night. That does not mean after dark. In the Gospel of John, there's always a secondary meaning. He comes to him because he is in darkness. He appears to have everything in life. He's a powerful ruler. He's a rich man. He's a prominent citizen. He appears to have everything, but there's something missing from his life. It's a spiritual hunger he has. There's something missing from his soul. He has everything that the world can give him, but there's an emptiness in his life. Now, that happens to us sometimes. We have all the things the world can give us, but there's still something missing. And that's why Jesus says, you must be born again. You must set aside all the things that are most important to you, and you must be born from inside. You must be born again. You want to keep that in mind, because when we journey through a day, we don't always stop to count our blessings. We concentrate on what's missing. And when we find what's missing, we go searching. And searching in the world does not satisfy, because Nicodemus had everything that the world could give him. So you want to keep that in mind. As you journey through this day, count the blessings and count the spiritual blessings which are given to us in this day in order to make this day holy. Now I'll say a quick word to the
6, 7, and 8 grade.
Here's the key.
There's a story told about this man. And he was praying to his God all the time. And finally, his God said to him, I'll give you three things, anything you want, but you've only got three wishes. So you've got to think about what you want. You can ask for three things, but only three things. So he went home and he began to think about it. Then he came back to his God and he said, the first thing I want is I've decided that I'm tired of my wife. I want my wife to die. I prefer to find a new wife. Well, the God was very sad, and he said, okay. So unfortunately, the wife died. And then he went off, and they had a big funeral for her, and everybody said nice things about her at the funeral, and everybody was saying how wonderful she was. So then he thought to himself, maybe she wasn't so bad after all. So he's back to his God, and he said, I think I want her back. That's my second request, I want her back. So, okay, God's very happy now, and God, she comes back, and now he has her back. Now he doesn't know what, he's only got one request left, and he doesn't know what to ask for. So he thinks, if I have all the money, but I don't have health, then I won't be happy. If I have health, but I'm very poor, then I won't be happy. If I have all the friends in the world, but I don't have anybody who really loves me, I won't be happy. So I'm not sure what to ask for. So he went back to his God and he said, I don't know what to ask for since I've only got one request left. And God said to him, ask for the grace to be satisfied. Ask for the grace to be satisfied. Count your blessings. Then you will be at peace and life will have meaning. So now, I know everybody is looking for more. We need more. We need more and more. Maybe we should be satisfied with what we have. Even when you're at Holy Family School, you're looking for more, and I need more, and I need to be more successful, and I need to have more of this and more of that. Stop for a moment and ask for the grace to be grateful. To be grateful, to be satisfied. Then you'll have a good day and your life will have meaning. So keep that in mind today. When you go through your day, count your blessings and thank God, because maybe when you really think about it, maybe we have enough. Kind of think about that today. Amen.